Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because the reality is there is a fan base that is passionate about the Nationals when they're winning, and they're frustrated because last year was a lost season, and this year is slipping away. And so that window, we always talk about windows. Who knows what the window is for the Nationals? The window may be closing.
Well, and the
that's what I'm not guaranteeing this, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is a middling team for the next 5 years, meaning 500-ish.
Not I would be surprised just because that hasn't been Rizzo's track record. So if know, it happens, some, it happens.
But some of these guys are getting older, and there's going to be holes to fill. Like, how long is Max going to be a guy that's giving you Cy Young performances year after year after year? Some people would say, and I'm going to give him the analytic benefit of the doubt this year. A lot of people point to something called FISP, I believe it is.
Yep.
Whatever the hell FISP is, says that Scherzer's actually pitching as well as he did last year, basically.
Well, I would be surprised because I would expect guys like Soto and Robles and Turner to get better. So the young guys that you have control over in terms of their contracts, you have control over those guys for 3 to 5 years, maybe six with Robles. So I would be surprised. Unless those guys are complete duds, those should be three guys you can really build around. Now, obviously, guys are going to get older, but if Strasburg stays healthy, he's still going to be very good in his older years. Corbin's going to be very good for the next 5 years.
I just don't expect Strasburg to have a fully – he's been healthy this year. But healthy. I never expect him to have a fully healthy season.
But I think they have enough parts where they're not going to just go into tank mode. They're not going to be the Orioles. Right? They're not going to be the Royals.
Right. That's why I say middling.
Yeah, I would expect them to be better than middling, but you might be right. You might be right on that. But the Rendon thing, and that's the thing, if Rendon leaves and walks, well, fans should be pissed. Fans have a right to say whatever they want. They're the ones who pay. Mm-hmm. They should have a voice.
Of course.
But so I would understand why fans would be pissed off if Rendon walks.
When you say, and this is what Rizzo said, the performance level is not adequate, who is that on?
Players.
Just the players?
Well, of course the players are first and foremost, always.
Well, sure. But it's also on the manager. To get the performance level out of him.
Yeah. Listen, I don't believe.
Otherwise, why have a manager?
Listen, Davey Martinez is butt uninspiring to me. He's a zilch, a big zero to me. I'm just telling you, I don't see signs that his firing is imminent.
Let's say in 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now, we're in early June. Let's bump it out 3 weeks. 3 weeks, June 10th. If on June 10th they are 10 games below 500 or worse, I actually would bet on them whacking them.
June 10th, on that day?
Yes, within the next 3 weeks.
Well, now you're saying until July 1.
No, within the next 3 weeks.
Between now and June 10th, you think he'll be fired?
My guess is that Davey Martinez, let's see, May 29th, June 6th. Okay, June 13th, I guess, would be like 3 weeks.
So you think he'll be fired between now and June 13th?
I think he's, unless they turn it around.
I don't think they're going to pay him.
What's turning around? They're nine games back.
Six games back.
Above 500 in that 3 week stretch.
All right, so they cut.
They need to play a better. They need to be less than 10 games below 500.
All right, so the next 20 games.
Yes, if they are still 10 games below 500 on June 10th, I think he will be gone.
All right,
this is my guess.
I see no signs of them firing him.
Well, my signs are they're just a bad team and they shouldn't be that bad.
Look, I mean, no one expected them to be 10 games under 500 on May 21st or 22nd, wherever we are.
Right. All right, let's bounce to baseball.
You can hear it in his voice when we talk to him on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
You can hear how pissed off he is. Yeah. I know he goes, "Hey, guys, how you doing?" But then he gets right into it. Yeah. He's pissed. He's a pissed off, Midwesterner.
Freaking miserable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.